Okay, I'm going to guide you through a parts mapping practice. For this practice, you're going to need a piece of paper and something to write or draw with. So a pen, pencil, marker, etc. And just so you know, through this practice, we're going to be shifting back and forth from inward to outward. And so the idea here is to set yourself up for a kind of meditation practice. So sitting comfortably in a dignified posture in a way that will support internal reflection, but then also setting yourself up so you've got the paper and the pen on the tabletop in front of you. And then when you're ready, settling in for the first part, which is internal, so allowing the eyes to close if that's comfortable for you, making whatever final adjustments are called for to transition into this practice. And then starting with three deep breaths and focusing on the out-breath so it's a little longer than the in-breath. When that breathing feels complete, checking in with what's happening, what's already present in the body and mind. So noticing what thoughts are already present in your experience, perhaps images, any emotions present, nervousness, joy, sadness, or any kind of subtle feeling tone, some irritability, preferencing. Noticing how any of these things, the thoughts, the images, the emotions, might be showing up in the body. So what body sensations are present in your experience? And then any impulses to act. Noticing all of this without any need to do anything about it, all are welcome. And now seeing if any of these sensations are calling out to you, seem to want your attention. Pointing attention to this sensation, this part, really locating it in the body, developing a clear sense of its presence as best you can. And spending enough time with it so that you can get a feel for how you might represent it on the page in front of you. What it might look like. And when you have that sense, go ahead and open your eyes and draw it on the page. Any kind of image will do, even a really basic scribble. It doesn't have to be a piece of fine art. When the drawing feels relatively complete, once again closing the eyes and dropping back in, coming back to that same part. Focusing on that part again, noticing where it is in the body, and staying with it until you notice some kind of shift. Another thought arises, another image, emotion, sensation, impulse. Some other part arises and calls out to your attention. And when that shift occurs, focusing on that new one, that new part, finding it in the body, and staying with it until you have a sense for how you might represent it on the page in front of you also. And so when you feel ready to do that, opening the eyes and drawing the part. Once that feels complete, putting the pen down, once again dropping in to internal experience with the eyes closed and finding that second part again. And staying with it in the same way until you notice another shift, another part emerges. And shifting your focus to this new one. Finding it in the body. And staying with it until you get a sense for how you might represent it on the page in front of you. And when you feel ready, going ahead and drawing that part. And when that feels complete, putting the pen down, dropping back in, going back to that third part, focusing on it again, finding it in the body, staying present with it until yet another part comes forward. Shifting to that new part, finding it in the body, and staying with it until you feel you're able to represent it on the page. When you're ready, going ahead and opening the eyes and drawing. And so when that drawing feels complete, keeping the eyes open here, putting the pen down, and picking up the piece of paper, and holding it out in front of you, and looking at these parts that you've represented from this perspective. Just getting curious about what you're noticing as you take a look at these parts, and I might help guide this reflection by offering a few questions. And you're welcome to take notes or continue drawing as you reflect on the questions I offer. And so the first question is, how do these parts relate to each other? Do some protect others? Do some fight with each other? Is there some kind of alliance in there? And so finding a way to represent the answers to those questions on the page. And then the second question is, how do you feel towards each of these parts? How do you feel towards these parts? And then finally, if you were to try to help this system, this cluster of parts inside of you, where might you start? And what might it need from you? So capturing your answers to that question as best you can on the page. And then when that feels complete for now, once again, putting down the pen, dropping back inside, closing the eyes, and taking a moment to thank each of the parts for revealing themselves to you, letting them know this isn't the last time you'll be talking with them. And when that feels complete, allowing the eyes to open and shifting attention back to the outside.